Hello, my name is Svetlana Sach. I am 17 years old. Today is January 8th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Stephen Sach, who is my father, and we are recording this interview in Frankfort, New Jersey. So, Dad, tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I lived in Lake Persephone. So for many years, my friends and I would go to look for snakes and turtles down at the Olden Aid dairy farms, and as well as we would go fishing and swimming during the summer, and then in the fall we'd play football, and in the spring we'd play softball.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
We would do a lot of fishing and swimming, as well as hiking in the woods looking for turtles and snakes.
Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
I would have to say that that person is Richard Dalton of the New Jersey Geological Survey. He was a senior geologist of the Geological Survey for many years. He taught me for the last 6 years many things about looking for caves and rock shelters in New Jersey.
Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on your life and what lessons did they teach you?
That would have to be my mother. She allowed me to strive for my goals no matter what they were.
Share some important lessons you've learned in life.
I learned to become the master of survival. Through life, I had many difficult challenges that I had to face in order to literally survive with my life. The one thing I did is I swam through big water rapids. I did a lot of whitewater canoeing, and I swam through some big water rapids where I could have drowned, but I didn't, and going over, tumbling over rock ledges and everything like that. I also climbed out of the New River Gorge at night one summer back in 1979, and I had to drag my canoe behind me. I also got lost in the big backwoods of West Virginia and had to find my way out of the woods because I was confused as to where I was. And also, I learned not to really trust people in life because a lot of my friends and people that I met would want to like do damage to me, like stab me in the back, not literally, but figuratively speaking. So I learned not really to trust anybody with things that I had to say.
And are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
Yeah, the funny story is that back when I was 17, I had this Jeep Commando and I drove it up this hill and we couldn't get to the top. We thought it was in four-wheel drive, but it wasn't in four-wheel drive. So we hit sand at the top of the hill. And then, so we had to back down the hill because it was like a 45-degree hill. And when we got near the bottom, the Jeep slid sideways and we flipped over. And then gasoline started leaking out of the tank. But the car didn't start on fire. The Jeep didn't start on fire.
Okay, that's all the questions I have today. Thank you for your time.